taxation to see why it would be a very good idea to end taxation. We could start with an accounting analysis of the so-called criminal justice system. In effect, citizens are hiring armies of violent criminals as a form of protection from the depredations of freelance criminals. That's a fool's bargain. It allows the armies of violent criminals to decide their own income. We could reasonably assume that U.S. taxation amounts to $5.7 trillion a year, or about a quarter of the total U.S. economy. Well, that's just what they admit to. They also do a lot of off-the-books taxation, like with the inflation tax. If inflation is 5% a year, the inflation tax would be 5% of all the dollars in circulation. On the other side of the ledger are the losses from property crimes in the USA. That's about $14.3 billion, according to the FBI. So we're spending at least $5.7 trillion a year on a $14.3 billion problem. That's a ratio pretty close to 400 to 1. If we want to make our country great again, we have to stop the runaway taxation. There is overwhelming evidence to show that the greater the level of taxation, the greater the level of property crime. For just one simple example, we get drug addict thefts because of unjust and counterproductive drug laws. Those drug laws are actually just a 100% tax on recreational drugs. That tax doesn't show up on the government balance sheet either, but it's just as much a real tax as Obama's infamous health care mandate. A person who looks at this situation and says we need higher taxes, that person is very much like a person who sees a house burning and throws gasoline on the flames. You can't cure a problem created by too much authoritarianism with even more authoritarian measures. Donald Trump is expanding the military and ignoring the crimes of the financial establishment. Gasoline. Sad. So sad. Many people say we can't end taxation all at once. We need to just reduce it to a tolerable level. I agree that reduced taxes would be better than what we have now. But how do we get there from here? Suppose you and I agree to reduce taxation. Once we've decided to reduce taxation, we have to ask, which taxes are we going to reduce? And when that question is asked, the result is an argument. And the tax and spend juggernaut rolls on. We need to stop the childish arguments about who pays how much tax and start a mature conversation about whether we need taxation at all. If we decide to do it, we can give everybody a 100% tax cut. We tried and failed to make the system of black slavery work in the USA. We tried to make it better, but it got worse. So we ended it. That made us a better country. It didn't end all unfair social contracts, but it got rid of one of the worst offenders. We tried and failed to make the system of authoritarian taxation and control work in the USA. We tried to make it more fair, but it kept getting less fair. We need to end it. We need to end taxation. Ending taxation wouldn't end all unfair social contracts in the USA, but it would have an even more beneficial impact on our society than ending racial slavery. Racial slavery did not directly affect nearly as many people as tax slavery. A system where some of the people are born to pay the national debt and some of the people are born to collect the national debt is not the sustainable economic or social model. There will be about 4 million babies born in the U.S. this year. Most of them will owe, some of them, billions because of the so-called national debt. Perpetual debt slavery is not a sustainable economic or social model. We ended chattel slavery. Now we need to end tax slavery and debt slavery. It's not okay to extort money from the population because you think you have good intentions. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.